Rick Schlesinger is the president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, and he's with us live this afternoon. Rick, thanks so much for making some time for us.
Glad to be on. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, how exciting is it that the truck got loaded today and it's heading south with all that bubble gum and all that stuff?
It's pretty nice. It's one of the signs of spring is coming. So they load the truck up, and 5 days later it shows up in Phoenix, and the guys will be reporting on the 15th, and baseball starts.
Have you ever thought about offering to drive the truck?
Yes.
No. I think that it's just, you know, more than 2 hours of driving, and I sort of lose my cool and lose my patience.
I bet you'd bring great snacks, though, Rick.
Yeah,
I've known you for a long time. I could see that.
I'm older. I would have to stop to go to the bathroom to watch. The truck would never arrive on time.
7 days later. That's okay.
They'd leave in January. Hey, Rick, this is exciting that parking's going to be easier for fans at American Family Field. It's new technology. It's really groundbreaking stuff. Tell us what's going to happen beginning opening day.
Yeah, so one of the big complaints we have from fans is, you know, the lines to get into the parking lots. And, you know, especially with shorter games, you know, it's people want to get there before first pitch, stay for the whole game, and not have to wait to get into the lot. So basically we're getting rid of all the cash and credit card transactions that used to hold up everybody. When people come into the lots, if they've prepaid for parking or they are going to pay while they're there, they literally just drive into the ballpark. People will tell them, you know, park in any space you want in the lot. You just drive in. There's no transaction. When you get to your spot, if you've prepaid for parking, you just put your license plate number into your parking on your phone, and you're good to go. If you haven't prepaid for parking, you just, on your phone, you literally scan a QR code, or you go to a pay kiosk, or you go to one of our roving attendants, and you'll pay there, but you're not holding up, you know, hundreds of cars behind you. So you just pay when you get into your spot.
That's interesting. So you mentioned roving attendants. So are you going to sort of, I guess for lack of a better term, redeploy the parking attendants that we're accustomed to seeing?
Yeah, basically, instead of having cashiers, we're going to have people just helping direct people where to go and giving them instructions if they need to figure out how to pay once they're parked. But the good thing is when you come into the parking lots, you won't see that line of cars waiting while somebody, you know, fidgets for their credit card or worse, gives out cash. And you have a transaction, people will just be parking. It should be, you know, sort of seamless where people are just getting directed, hey, there's your lot, park wherever you want. If you're a general parker, you can park wherever you want and do the transaction right there after you've parked in the stall.
This is one of the things I love about the Brewers is that they constantly communicate with their fans about what's working and what they could do better. And you guys listen and you're implementing this in pretty quick order. On this scale, has this been done other places, Rick?
Yeah, not at a major league ballpark of this size or this venue, but we've certainly seen it done at other entertainment destinations, and it works really, really well. And we expect, you know, there'll be a little bit of a learning curve for our fans who are all of a sudden, you know, used to the long lines. They'll have a little bit of a learning curve, but we encourage people to prepay for parking. It's very easy. It's less expensive to prepay for parking. And literally with, you know, six digits on your phone, you put your license plate in, you're done, you go into the ballpark and have a good time.
So what if Procure parks and then forgets to do the QR code thing, never pays and goes in to enjoy the game?
Yeah, well then, you know, thugs come and arrest him. No, we have, you know, there are cameras throughout the ballpark that will, you know, see if your license plate has not registered as paid, and you'll get a reminder on your phone. Oops, you obviously forgot. You're an honest law-abiding citizen, but please, you know, pay and you'll have instructions. If somebody, you know, completely forgets, you'll get a citation and then you'll have to pay it. And, you know, then there are some other measures which hopefully we never have to implement if people are chronic. But what we've seen in other places where this has worked is, you know, the sort of the failure rate is so infinitesimal. People pay and people understand that if they don't, they'll get a notice or a citation. Nobody wants that.
Rick Schlesinger is with us. So we're creatures of habit, Rick. Will people still access the parking lots the way that they're used to doing it?
Absolutely. Everything will be the same on that front. And I, you know, the goal is to not have lines and people just park. And again, the cars will be moving. It'll be a much faster experience for fans. And again, if there's a little bit of a challenge, you'll be in a spot in your parking. You won't be holding up a bunch of other cars. And again, we're going to have, you know, dozens of people going and helping people understand how it works. And if they have questions, There's actually human beings they can talk to. You know, we've got a QR code for people to scan. We've got kiosks where people can go and literally, you know, old school, slip their credit card in and pay. But again, the vast majority of people now are prepaying for parking, so it's going to be so much easier for them.
So tickets, parking will all be right there through the Ballpark app. And speaking of tickets, February 15th, not only the day for pitchers and catchers to report, but single game tickets also available on February 15th.
Yep, 10 a.m. We unleash the at-bat, and everybody gets to start buying tickets. Now, we do have offers right now for people to buy tickets for theme nights and things like that. But, yeah, the single game on sale where people can buy opening day and other games officially starts on the 15th at 10 a.m.
We're earmarking August 16th. My daughter's into Harry Potter. She's on book four, for those keeping score at home. She's nine. She loves it. But a Hogwarts-themed jersey on Harry Potter night, August 16th. I'm in.
Yeah, there's some great theme nights. We've got, you know, a Bark in the Park back. We've got Happy Days night, Star Wars night, Hispanic Heritage Day. So, you know, there's a lot of things to have fun with, and theme nights are really popular. So we're excited to get those out right now, and sales are brisk already.
So, Rick, if people don't want to wait until the 15th and roll the dice on opening day, are there packages right now where if you buy into a certain package or options, you can also get opening day?
Yeah, right now, 10-game packs can get you opening day. 20-game, somebody wants a full season, obviously, opening day is included. So, yeah, we still are offering season ticket packages and some great locations. And, again, you know, best way is to go to Brewers.com for all the details and the type of packages.
What if we could get all the stuff the Brewers needed to take to Arizona into, like, a really nice Audi or a Lexus instead of that box truck? Would you reconsider doing the drive?
No, because, you know, again, 2 hours is my max in a car. You know, I may could do the last leg. I could do it from Flagstaff to Phoenix.
Yeah. Perfect. We'll pick you up in Flagstaff.
That sounds good. You should trust John and I to do this one year. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we could do this for you.
All right. We've got a 17-page release that we need you to sign, but that's an option.
All good.
And whenever you're paying the guys to do it now, we'll do it for half that.
I like that already. Let's talk after we get off the air.
We'll have our people talk to your people. Rick Schlesinger is the president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. For information on everything we discuss, you can go to brewers.com. Rick, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.